This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The vernal equinox arrives today, March 19th, marking the start of spring for the Northern Hemisphere. Plenty of sunshine again with highs in the upper 50s, low 60s today. That forecast on the way. The suspect accused of killing two people on the campus of UCCS in Colorado Springs will be evaluated to see if he's competent to stand trial. His attorney also asked at a hearing yesterday to push back his preliminary hearing 2 months out because of a cyber attack at the public defender's office. But the suspect asked to make it sooner.
Can that date come faster, like the preliminary hearing?
Oh.
I would say, like, can that date come up faster?
A judge granted the competency request from defense lawyers yesterday. Nicholas Jordan is accused of killing his roommate and a woman inside of a dorm room last month, just hours after he asked to withdraw from school. The 25-year-old is due back in court on April 12th for an update on that evaluation. That means his preliminary hearing, set for next week, will be postponed for now. Prepare for some possible delays in the drive. Let's get more from KRDO News Radio's Bryn Carman with details.
Crews will reduce lanes on North Academy until next Monday to pave other damaged areas. The work is only a temporary fix between Schrider Road and Voyager Parkway until the area can be fully repaved in the future. At least one lane will be open in both directions with full access to all businesses nearby. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
There's a possible wrinkle in Colorado's effort to save people money on their prescriptions. The state could be the first in the nation to cap drug costs. A special board is considering setting a maximum price for medications deemed unaffordable. The board identified that last month and will take public feedback before deciding whether to set a price cap. But some lawmakers are pushing a bill to limit which drugs the board can review. They argue companies could stop selling so-called orphan drugs here if that's a cost limit, saying that that would affect those being treated for rare diseases. Colorado Springs Utilities, meanwhile, is increasing rebates this year. KRDO's Josh Helmuth with more.
The company says 90% of homes are under-insulated. That's why it's offering up to $1,500 for upgrading attic and wall insulation. Customers can also get $750 back by adding a heat pump water heater and save up to $500 on Energy Star furnaces. Other rebates to lower utility bills include smart thermostats and efficient toilets. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Nearly 1,000 Americans have reached out to the State Department for help in Haiti, where gang violence has plunged that nation into chaos. Mark Mayfield has more.
A State Department spokesperson says people have been filling out crisis intake forms online as the U.S. tries to get people out on chartered flights. Not all of the people who filled out a form are trying to leave, but many are, and the government continues to evaluate transportation options. More than 30 Americans were evacuated Sunday to Miami. I'm Mark Mayfield.
More help is here in Colorado for renters struggling to pay rent in their homes. The state opened a second round of applications for rental assistance. It's part of a new grant program offering $30 million through the end of June. The money will go to those who have fallen behind on rent or at risk of being evicted. This is for low-income households in Adams, Alamosa, Denver, El Paso, Jefferson counties. The deadline to apply is coming up tomorrow.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in the case over whether the Biden administration's push to remove what they claimed was misinformation on social media platforms violated the First Amendment. Conservative Justice Samuel Alito said it was unusual federal officials were repeatedly pressuring the social media sites to take down content, adding he saw a constant pestering of Facebook.
And finally, the man who invented the modern karaoke machine is dead. Michael Kastner has that story.
Sing a song.
Shigeichi Nagichi died at the age of 100. The Japanese businessman invented the first version of the karaoke machine back in 1967, calling it the Sparko Box after a co-worker jokingly made fun of his singing voice. His family says he died on January 26th after a fall.
Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to
I'm Michael Kastner.
Last few hours of winter, and it's going to be a pretty nice day here across the area. We're talking about sunny skies and temperatures in the upper 50s, Colorado Springs, about 63 in Pueblo. Spring officially arrives this evening just after 9 o'clock and the first full day of spring coming up on Wednesday, with overnight lows dipping down into the low and mid-30s Wednesday morning, and again, mild temperatures tomorrow afternoon in the upper 50s and low 60s around Colorado Springs and the mid-60s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.